I love events. Events are something you look forward to. And some events last a certain amount of time and they go away. There's a shelf life and other new events are created. I'm not sure. I don't remember, Karen Schneller, when Hearts Around the World sort of started. I mean, there used to be kind of a heart gala. And I remember there were some other things that happened. And then I think there were some leadership changes, like with the Heart Association. And we thought, hey, we raise money and keep it here. You know, we don't need to do all this stuff for like out of town. And that's kind of where Hearts Around the World started, right?
That's exactly right. The first year, and it's been, I believe, 9 years this
year.
Has
it been that long?
We were at Richland, and it was Kitchen Wars, you know, there were two chefs.
Right, back when the TV series stuff was really getting underway,
And then we switched to... You know,
you modernized and completely revamped that whole cafe.
It's beautiful. Yeah. And so we've taken a tour around the world in the last few years. We decided this year to stay home and look at the regional cuisine from our country.
All right. This is really cool. Now, if you've not been to this, I will tell you, it's a lot of fun. This is the best kind of fundraiser because there's no auction. There's no sitting down at a table. There's no like program. There's no like boring anything. I mean, this is all just about the food and the company and being able to move around and talk to people and enjoy it. It's beautifully decorated and done. And I go to a lot of events every year, and this is always one that I look forward to because it's just fun.
Yeah, you know, when we get the community involved, we have Chef Tucker from Richland that comes, Fred De Vera, who helped us with the Philippines last year. He's coming back to help us out. So it really does have a good vibe. And you were talking about the mixologist this morning.
Yeah.
You know, a few years ago, we had a vodka luge.
I remember
this event.
Yes.
Since we're in this country, we're having the skyline of Manhattan and we're having a Manhattan luge.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
And then we'll have all the accoutrements. So if you want to make it an old-fashioned, you can.
Ah, check that out.
So it's going to be fun.
So let's break it down here because this is what people want to know. Tickets are $75 per person.
Correct.
It's business casual. You don't have to get all gussied up. People will have a little bit of everything. There's a gift basket drawing and there's some other things that happen. But let's get to the menu because this is what everybody wants to know about.
Oh, and Michael Shear is going to be there playing as well.
Well, literally, you got all of the ambiance.
There you go.
All right, so you're going to break this down by region, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to do the Northwest and the Northeast region, which includes, just run down this list. I mean, these are the staples of when you travel to one of these places. This is the kind of stuff you try. So what's coming out of the Northwest and the Northeast region?
Well, we're going to have Philly cheesesteak, you know, New York peppercorn strip steak, crab cakes, which Chef has been preparing these items leading up to the event in the cafeteria. The crab cakes are just stuffed with crab. They were so delicious.
Fried clams.
Yes. Falafel. Every time you go to New York, you stop at a falafel shop.
Yes.
So, lobster bisque is wonderful.
Yeah.
So,
and you left out the pastrami sandwich, which is, you know, a staple for many people. And people are very particular about their pastrami.
Absolutely.
All right. So we go to the Midwest region, which is, of course, we're all home for. And then you get the country fried steak with pepper gravy. You get the balsamic roasted Brussels sprouts, Kansas City smoked barbecue brisket. I love a carving station. There's nothing better in life than a carving station. Carving station just makes you happy, right?
It does.
You got the guy, the knife, the big white hat. There is nothing better than a carving station.
Give me more.
Yeah. I'll take one. Yeah, one. And you know, they never shame you on that. Yeah, you know, just ask. If you're ever at the carving station and you want another slice, just nod. They'll give you another slice. They're happy to do it. It's what they're there to do. Macaroni and cheese. Ooh, and a topping station with the mac and cheese.
Yeah. You can make your own.
Lindsay, we can't eat for like 3 days before.
I was about to say, we were just, oh man.
New Orleans and Hawaii. I love this.
Yes.
A combination.
Yes. You know, of course, we're going to have the beignets.
Yes.
And Coffee Connection will be there serving coffee and beignet for dessert. We have one of our employees who moved here from New Orleans, and so he's going to be making these chicken and sausage gumbo. It's his home recipe, so he's happy about that. You know, the red beans and rice, crawfish etouffee, those things, the things, like you said, the things that you look for when you travel to those regions.
Absolutely. The Hawaiian fruit cheese display, you're going to do a Hawaiian pork shish kebab. Uh-huh. And then we get to the southern region where they fry everything.
You forgot the raw oyster.
I did? I'm sorry, the raw oyster bar. I did skip right over that. I apologize. That's no specific reason. That's just for those of you who like oysters. I'm not an oyster guy. I'll cop to that up front. But some people just love it. Do you?
I do.
What is it about the oyster that...
You know, it the salty, briny, and I don't know. I
think it's just a thing. I mean, you either have it or you don't,
right? It's one of those things, yeah.
Well, people will love it, I'm sure, the oyster fans. All right, Southern region, fried chicken tenders. You got mashed red skin potatoes with homemade gravy, shrimp and grits, mm-hmm. collard greens, fried okra, fried green tomatoes, and a warm peach cobbler. Mm-hmm. Love that. And then the dessert station is going to have New York cheesecake, Boston cream pie, and pecan pie. That's just amazing. How do you guys narrow it down? I mean, I know you work on this for a long time with the chef, but how do you sort of get to the menu?
It was much more of a chore before we had Chef Jerry. He sort of, you know, closes his door and
envisions the whole thing.
Yes. And then his whole office has those big post-its around, and as he goes through the week, he crosses things off. So this is pretty much his creation, his baby. And we, of course, you know, we tweak it a bit, but this comes from him.
Well, I'm telling you right now, you're going to feel bad for only giving $75 for the ticket, because you get so much for the buck. So how do people do this? Can they buy tickets at the door? Do they buy them ahead of time? What's the best way to do this?
You know, you can go online at dmhcares.org, and you can go to the website and buy them there. You can call us at work, 876-2105. Book your tickets. You can pay at the door. Bring a check. If it's the last minute and you say, oh my gosh, we didn't get tickets and now we have nothing to do, please come. You can just tell us. You'll send us a check when you get back.
Yeah, you guys
home.
Are very easy.
You know, we want it to be easy. We want you all to come and have a great time.
All right, so there's going to be entertainment by Michael Shear, who's a wonderful pianist. You're going to have the cuisine, the culture, all of that is going to benefit the DMH Heart and Lung Institute. So the money raised stays right here for local health care.
Exactly.
And the food is amazing. It really is. And it's just, you go from station to station.
Oh, it's like, how do you tackle it? Where do you start? Where do I want to start?
You go where there isn't a line.
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, I like to hit and miss on that. You know, I don't go from the beginning to the end.
You don't feel bad just like, okay, well, I've just got a little
start
bit here.
In the middle.
And then I'm
going
to go back and get the, yeah. So don't try to do it all at once.
And you can do this, right? I mean, you're a chef. You're a nurse. You know that you can eat in proportions. And I mean, even in an event like this, you can go and sample things without being, you know, gluttonous about it.
Absolutely. And that's sort of the brilliant thing about this is they're served in small portions. So, you know, small bites. If you like something really a lot, go back and have another one or two. But
yeah.
But you don't have to, it's doesn't have to be a 3,000 calorie meal.
No, it doesn't.
No.
And it is 3,000 calories worth of fun as far as just personalities and the people that are there. I mean, it's always a good crowd.
Yes.
So it's fun. All right. So dmhcares.com.
Yeah.
You can also call 876-2105.
Correct.
That is the telephone number. And we'll have all that up with the podcast of Karen on nowtocater.com and our social media. So if you're looking for that a little later today, I would highly encourage you, if you haven't been out to this, it's a little different fundraiser. I mean, meaning that you're not stuck at a table with the same seven people and you're not sitting through like a two-hour auction or presentation or anything like that. It is all about mingling around and enjoying the food and the company, and there'll be a ton of people there. So if you've never been, you really owe it to yourself. Come up February 2nd and join us at the Cafe DMH. Now, parking is available sort of all around, right?
All across the street, we'll have our security officers with our golf carts cruising the parking lot. So if the weather's bad, you can hop on a golf cart. They'll bring you up to the door. And
they've thought of everything for you. All you got to do is bring your $75. That's a great deal. Karen, great seeing you.
Always good to be here.
Always glad to have you. And it is Hearts Around the World, and we landed right home. It's a staycation this year, and you can enjoy all of the American cuisine coming up on February 2nd. That's a Saturday. What time does it start?
6 o'clock.
All right. Yeah.